Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Daf Zayim, Menachas 7a, pagination is 13. We'll start about a third of the way down. At the end of a line, just after the abbreviation Shin Mem, which stands for Shma Minah, we have a statement from Rabbi Yirmiyah that says, Komtzin Mikli She'al Gabe Karka. You're allowed to take the kmitza from a vessel that is resting on the ground. And the question here, of course, is, does the vessel have to be held ritually, or can it rest on the ground at the time that this avoda, this kmitza, is taken? So Rabbi Yirmiyah made a statement that it's fine. Komtzin mikli shal gabe karka. And Rabbi Zeira responded, Konagata bevoi di'iboilon. You're entering into a question that's a very sophisticated question and was argued about by great people. The Gemara relates the story, if you drop down three, four lines, Avimi Misechta is Akra is Akerli. Avimi, who was the Rebbe in this incident, forgot Meseches Menachos. Apparently he taught it in Shir. He at one point knew it well, and now he forgot it. Perhaps he was ill for a period of time, but he needed to rejuvenate his knowledge on the topic. So he needed to come to Rav Chista, his student, to be reminded of how he taught things. Now, just to try to appreciate what's going on, perhaps he still remembered the basic structure, but there were some sophisticated solutions to different halachas that they had worked through in Shir, and he no longer remembered. And he felt that Rav Chista, the student, was a good student, and he probably took good notes, perhaps, and he remembered. And Avimi was coming to Rav Chista to be reminded, and he learnt in the Beis Medrash of Rav Chista, his Talmud, for a period of time. Asks the Gemara, which is a nice side lesson over here, why didn't Avimi send a message to Rav Chista that Rav Chista should come to him and teach him in his own place? Why is Avimi inconveniencing himself and to some degree embarrassing himself to show up by Rav Chista and learn from his student? And the Gemara answers, Savar hachi mistayeya milsa tfei. His logic was that this will cause a greater siyata deshmaya, this will cause a greater success if he inconveniences himself to obtain the knowledge. Rashi invokes the rule, yagati umatsasi, I exerted myself and therefore I was granted success. And this is certainly on two levels, one that he traveled and the other that it may have been embarrassing to him to have to ask these kinds of questions in public and recognize that he wasn't with the same prowess in learning that he was, as the Rebbe, expected to have. In the meantime, Pagabei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman encountered Avimi. Amar Lei, he said to him, so again, Poga be Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman encountered Avimi Omalei and said to Avimi, Ketzad Komtzin, how do you do kmitza? Omalei and Avimi responded, Miklize, from this vessel. This vessel would work. Rashi says there was a vessel on the floor. And Avimi said, no worries, this would work. Amalei, and Rav Nachman said to him, V'chi komtzin mikli shal gabei karka, are you allowed to be komates from a vessel that's on the ground? which was exactly what Rav Yirmiyah originally stated, his conclusion. And Rav Zeira said, this is an argument. This is not so simple. So Rav Nachman is asking, you can't use a vessel that's on the ground. Amalei demagbia lekoin. Avimi said, no problem. I meant this vessel is fine if a kohen is holding it. So Rav Nachman continued and said, Ketzem mekachinus hamenachos. How do you do kiddush on the menachos, on the original flower? How do you sanctify it? Amalei, so Avimi responded, you could put it into this vessel. So Rav Nachman said, v'chimikachem b'klish al gabe karka, could you do kiddush if a vessel is on the ground? Amalei, demagbia le'kohen, a kohen lifts it. Amalei, imkein, if that's true, that you are acknowledging that there's a problem here and it has to be lifted, hutzrachto gimel kohanim, they're going to end up having to be three kohanim when you want to do kmitza. One is doing the kmitza, we knew about him, but in addition to that, but the two vessels are going to be have to be held. So you need two additional kohanim. That's not a problem. Maybe this avoda needs many, just like the tamid needs 13. So maybe kmitza needs 3. Let's skip 3 lines down. At the end of a line, Bo minei Rav Sheshes. They ask the question from Rav Sheshes. Ma'u likmutz meklish al gabe karka. What's the halacha regarding doing kmitza from a vessel that's holding the mincha and it's on the ground? Amalei. And he said, Pok chazim, I avdin legav. I can prove it to you from the way they act in the inner, meaning in the heicha, by the shulchan, by the lechem aponim, by the showbreads. I could show you the procedure there. Basically, what he's intimating is that they don't lift the shulchan in order to put things on or take things off, even though the bezichen, the spoons that hold the lavona, are comparable to the mincha. Let's turn on to Amud Beis on the top line. Ve'ilu magbias ha-shulchan lo k'tani. Doesn't say that they have to lift the shulchan. There's a whole list of who goes in and who comes out. It doesn't say anything about lifting the shulchan. Okay. Let's skip 5 lines. Amar Rava, Rava indeed concludes, pshitali, it's obvious to me, kometz miklish al gabe karka, that you're allowed to take the kmitza from a vessel that's on the ground, shekein matzinu besiluk bozichin, because when they took those spoons of lavona off the shulchan, they didn't lift the shulchan, it was lying on the ground, resting on the ground. And that, taking the bezichin off, was considered acceptable. Mikacha mincha bikli shal gabe karka. And it's fine to sanctify the mincha initially in the vessel that's on the ground. Shekein matzino besidu bezichin, because that's the way these spoons were originally sanctified as part of this collective lechem haponim presentation. They were put on the shulchan, even though the shulchan is resting on the ground. Boi Rava, Rava's question is, kiddush kometz mai? When you want to sanctify the kometz after the fistful is in the kohen's hand, what's the halacha over there? Can he put it into a vessel that's resting on the ground? Will that sanctify the kometz? Mimincha yalfinan la? Do we learn it from the mincha, where everything's fine, on the ground? Omidam yalfinan la, or the placement of the kometz in the vessel, sanctifying it in anticipation of bringing it on the mizbeach, is all comparable to the blood, as we said that the mincha kemitza into the vessel is like the blood of an animal going into its vessel, and therefore you would have to be holding it. Midam yalfinan la, do you hold that it's similar to blood? Hadapashta. And Rava answered his question and said, Midam yalfinan la, we learn it from blood, and that vessel into which the kometz is placed in anticipation to bring it to the Mizbeach, that vessel would have to be held by a Kohen. So again, the original vessel into which the flour is placed initially to sanctify it as a mincha is fine on the ground, Rava says. And in that same condition on the ground, you could take the kemitza from that flour, but the place that you put the kemitza in anticipation of it being brought to the Mizbeach is similar to the collection of the blood from an animal that's been slaughtered, and that has to be in a vessel that's being held by a Kohen. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.